This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Fact-checking services are splitting hairs over whether or not abortion advocates are actually touting the economic impacts of Roe v. Wade and are criticizing LifeNews.com specifically. One fact is quite clear. In a speech last week, Chelsea Clinton said that it is not disconnected, that women's economic success is a result of Roe v. Wade. The only criticism of that statement from Life News and others is that the loss from abortion of tens of millions of people ends up economically dwarfing those early gains. Reading Pennsylvania activists want Planned Parenthood in public schools badly. Last year, that plan was narrowly rejected. This year, the proposal to have abortion providers teach sex ed in school from school is back. Students for Life of America is one group opposing the move and organizing events for a Wednesday school board meeting. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. Hawaii Attorney General Russell Suzuki may be trying to bully churches into silence at election time. Alliance Defending Freedom is challenging the AG's vague and misleading statements about tax law and Christian speech as not only outside his enforcement authority, but as simple bullying. Suzuki was appointed Attorney General 5 months ago. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.